Redbirds drop an 80-68 decision to Brigham Young University here in Provo, Utah. We're joined by Dan Muller. And Dan, a rough start for you guys, and it's hard to overcome that kind of a beginning against a very good team.
Yeah, I tell you, we just, offensively, we were so bad for that first 20 minutes, first half. It was 11-6, and we weren't scoring, but, you know, we were playing pretty hard, and then they went on a huge run. And I tell you, I mean, we just were stuck in mud on the offensive end, and then it carried over the defensive end, which should not happen. You know, we fought in the second half a little better, but not defensively. I mean, they still shot 57% second half. Offensively, we play with more speed, more energy, more passion. But we've talked about it. Our room for error isn't very big when we play good teams, specifically on the road. And we had a whole bunch of error tonight and just didn't play with the speed and edge that we've been practicing with and playing with a little bit better recently.
The 0-for-15 from three, were you concerned about shot selection at all?
Oh, we took some horrible shots in the first half. I told the guys be aggressive, and we talked about that. And that doesn't mean take bad shots, but be aggressive with your penetration. We really wanted to drive them. And that's the funny part, is because we really talked about driving them and attacking. We just got out there and kind of lost our minds a little bit, I think. We hadn't had that issue really this year as far as shot selection. Excuse me. But we did, and I don't know if it was the pressure of the game or the moment or just a bad night, but, yeah, we had some bad shots. Took some really bad shots first half, really bad. And credit BYU the way they played. I don't think those shots were particularly because of their defense. I think it was our offense.
What kinds of things did they do against you offensively in the first half against our 2-3 zone that's been effective all year?
Hawes made shots, which I was worried about. Brian made shots. And they just moved the ball side to side a lot. But we were slow. I thought we were a step slow most of the night, or especially in the first half, but most of the night defensively. And some of the balls we were getting to, we just weren't, our awareness wasn't very good. You know, we rebounded it better, but they didn't miss many shots. I just didn't recognize that team in the first half. I didn't see that one coming. You know, I thought our shoot-around was great. I thought our look was really good. Had a good day. And I don't know, some guys got in their heads a little bit, I think. Dropped their heads when they couldn't score, maybe. And it just snowballed.
Well, and snowballs are more likely when you have a younger, less experienced team.
Yeah, they are. You know, I talked about this a few games ago. And that's not an excuse anymore. We've played plenty of games. We've got enough guys with experience. It's becoming a lack of competitive character is what it is. When we're up and things are going well, we compete. And when we get down, sometimes we don't. Now, at Nevada, we did, even though we got beat our brains in. I thought we still played, so I thought we had some growth. But we've got plenty of experience. We've got plenty of talent to keep competing and playing even when things aren't going well. So that excuse is out the window now.
Taylor Bruninga had a good second half. Good to see him coming out of his little bit of a shooting slump.
It was great to see him. It wasn't just the shots he made, although those were huge, obviously. It was the way he rebounded and competed. And I thought he was, you know, Madison had really good energy. He didn't play real well, but he had really good fight and energy, body language. You could see it in his eyes. But I thought Taylor was really the only guy on the team that had a good attitude. Not attitude, because the guys had good attitudes. Had a little fight to him and played well, you know, both. You know, Phil did some really good things, but also was a little bit step slow here and there. But really proud of Taylor. He did a great job when a lot of guys weren't, and stepped up and made a whole bunch of shots and rebounded and competed.
So competitive character.
Yep.
Did you see some of that in the second half?
It's hard to answer, Dick. We played faster. They got a big lead, probably let up a little bit defensively. You know, you always take a little bit with a grain of salt when you're down 30 and you start going on a run, because human nature is for the team to relax, you know, and we weren't stopping them. So did we play faster? Yes. Did we rebound? Did certain guys rebound a little more and have a little more pep in their step? Yes. But we couldn't stop them in man or zone. And so I wouldn't even say we did. I really wouldn't. And I – That hurts me. That hurts me to say that about one of our teams. But that's just I think that's what I saw tonight. And maybe I'll watch the film and think differently. Maybe I think we were moving better and they just made good plays and made shots. But as of right now, it was not enough fight in us.
Well, it's a three-hour plane flight home, and I assume you'll be watching film on that plane.
Yep.
And getting ready for Murray State.
Yeah, certainly watch film, start watching Murray State. Long flight home, last 2 days of school. Guys will be in class at 8 a.m., and we'll practice for the next couple days and get ready for a very good Murray State team at home.
All right, Dan.
Thanks
a lot.
Thank you, guys.
Dan Muller's Redbirds fall short here at BYU. 80-68 was the final. The Redbirds trailed all the way in this one, trailed by 22 at the half, climbed back to within 13 with about 4 minutes to go, and wound up losing by just 12 as the Birds made a little run in the final minute. 20 points. They've amended Taylor Bruninga's total. 20 points for Taylor. It's a career high for him. He was 5-for-8 from the field. Phil Fain added 19. Two other Birds in double digits. Keyshawn Evans had 14 and Malik Yarborough had 13 as we are joined by Phil Fain. Phil, a rough start to this game. Things were just not going well for you guys on either end of the floor. Coach Muller said he was surprised by that because of the recent practices. They've been good. I assume you were surprised by that as well.
Yeah, I was actually really surprised by that because the last recent practices we had, they, like Coach Muller said, they were really good. Everybody was focused, coming out hard. And then we just, the first half shots weren't falling. We weren't really in our defensive positions or nothing. So it just kind of went bad. With that, it's kind of like what I was harping on with the other games. Like, we had to come out and be a two-halves team.
Right, and there wasn't much to the first half in this one.
Do you think your guys kind of fell in love with the three-point shot in the first half? I thought when the ball went inside you, some good things happened. We were 0-for-15. What do you say to your teammates?
Not much, because we're real good shooters, real confident. If they have open shots, I want them to take them shots. If they are good shots, I want them to take those shots. Just the ball wasn't going in the hoop the first half. It was like they had a lock on it or something.
What about Brigham Young's defense? I mean, from our perspective, it looks like they play pretty good man-to-man defense. That had to have something to do with it.
I mean, yeah, that had something to do with it. Big time, they're a good defensive team as well, and they were playing good defense. But at the same time, we had a few shots that were kind of gimmies that we should have hit, and we weren't really making those shots. And then we weren't feeding, and then when they weren't going in, we weren't really feeling it. So we weren't really playing as hard on the defense, something we got to really fix and really get with that. If our offense isn't going, our defense needs to get us going.
What was the conversation at halftime with the coaches, with the players? What kind of things did you guys talk about?
Oh, for the players, it was really like just come this second half, we're down by 20. We need to chip away at this lead they have and everything. Our offense isn't falling right now. We're missing a lot of shots, so let's feed off our defense.
Well, it's been up and down this season for sure. There have been some great games, and there have been some games that are not so great. But the games that have been great tell us what this team is capable of. You guys have to feel at least encouraged about that.
Right, yeah. Any given night, usually the great games we have, we usually come out two halves, two great halves, fired up on D, fired up on O. And we just got to know when we get down, we got to be able to fight back and not really drop our heads and just keep going. Even when we're down, just like if we're up, we need to keep going.
Well, we'll hope that's the case at Murray State on Saturday. You guys heading toward finals, so it's kind of a busy time. A lot going on right now, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Sure is.
Well, keep up the good work on the court and in the classroom, and we'll see you Saturday against
All right,
Murray.
Thank you.
Thanks, Phil.
Phil Fain, the junior from Elk Grove, California, our player guest. Thanks to Phil for coming out and talking with us.